to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. Every week they work with us in the production of the Countdown. That is, they come up with the stories through their research, listening to lots of great radio programs and stations around the country that are in the news talk radio business, the issues of the day, et cetera, et cetera. So the top 10 and then the top list of people most on folks' minds. Michael, we start with the stories first.
Here are the stories. At number 10, we have entertainment on television, the Golden Globe Awards, and American Idol. At number 9, I guess more entertainment on television, the National Football League playoffs. At number 8, Kodak bankruptcy. Don't take my Kodachrome away. At number 7, debt ceiling issue. At number 6, the Italian cruise disaster. At number 5, the Iran nuclear ambitions. At number 4, Eurozone jitters tied with rising gas prices. At number 3, we have anti-piracy bills concerning the Internet and the Wikipedia blackout. At number 2, the Keystone XL pipeline permit denial. And number 1, the South Carolina primary and the 2012 presidential race. Among the most talked about people at number 10, Ricky Gervais and Steven Tyler. Tim Tebow is still being talked about. He's at number 9. At number 8, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. At number 7, John Boehner. Chris Christie is at 6. At number 5, the man who has earned the title Chicken of the Sea, Captain Francesco Schettino. Sarah Palin is at number 4. At number 3, we have a tie between Ron Paul, Rick Perry, and Marianne Gingrich. At number 2, Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, and Rick Santorum. At number 1, Barack Obama. And that's an interesting bunch of stuff, huh?
Lots of things that are here that are made for great conversation, left, right, and just in the middle. I mean, you can't be on the left or the right when you're talking about the cruise ship disaster. That's pretty much a discussion about people and their stories. Interesting, very compelling stories, and you drift around, if you pardon the pun, to not only the actual disaster, but what are the insurance companies going to do? What's Carnival going to do? Does it affect people's plans to go on a cruise? Apparently there have been hundreds of thousands of cancellations for cruises this week since this thing took place. So this is a disaster not only for them in the actual event, but what comes after it. Nobody's booking cruises. People are canceling them. And it, actually, when you get down to it, one of the great talk radio conversations I heard on this, Michael, this week was a show in Los Angeles, and the host was very quick to talk about how many he'd done the research. I don't know if the average person realizes how many hundreds of these ships are floating around and how many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, are on these cruises every day of the year.
Yeah, and again, like everything else, you don't hear about ships turning upside down and disasters like this happening every day of the year either.
No.
So the fact that everybody is canceling their cruises all of a sudden, in my opinion, it'll be forgotten in 2 weeks.
I wouldn't. If I were going on a cruise, I wouldn't cancel because of this.
As a matter of fact, the odds of it happening twice in 2 weeks are less.
Your chances of you having a safe cruise are probably been upped 150%.
Yeah, I see this more of a character issue.
Right.
I think this is more of an interesting study on the natures of individuals that are put in positions of responsibility.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are learning a lot about the nautical world and the larger world of transportation with vehicles.
Yep.
That the captain of a ship has a certain role that's pretty heavy duty.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't think about that. And how the structure of management on a cruise ship is based upon two different things going on. On one level, you have a hotel operation happening, which is the cruise director.
Right.
On another level, you have a vehicle, and that's the captain.
Yep.
The captain is ultimately responsible. And should a captain go down with a ship? Should a captain be the last to leave? These are all issues that are not old-fashioned discussions. These are topics that are very, very contemporary, timely and important.
It's interesting how the PR people go to work on this. You hear a lot, especially now, this week, of from the airlines, how safe it is to fly on a plane, no accidents for X amount of period. And, you know, they can't say that with a cruise ship. And, you know, then there's another thing this week that people are talking about with regard to travel. And it's very interesting, again, how these things happen. William Shatner, who is longtime spokesperson for Priceline, is literally killed off in a bus accident on a Priceline commercial. And the number of people talking about that as we got to the end of the week, was I thought it was fascinating, because here's an icon. Everybody knows who William Shatner is, and everybody knows the Priceline commercial. So you think, are these people suicidal? Why would they want to get rid of the guy that seemed to be leading the charge and the attention as far as Priceline is concerned?
I didn't know about that. So is he no longer going to be their spokesman?
No, he's done.
What does Shatner make a career out of, having himself killed off in whatever series he has and having people happy about it?
I don't know. It's a really funny phenomenon, the way that it's being done.
I mean, Captain Kirk was killed off also, if
yes,
you remember.
He was. Well, they want him back again, though. Whether he gets back in the next Star Wars movie or not remains to be seen.
Well, you know, there's like the imaginary tales of Superman. There's right. The real fantasy versus the fantasy fantasy.
Fantasy fantasy. All right, let's talk about another phenomenon. As you can hear in the background, there are a lot of voices here. I happen to be doing this with you from the site of what is called in the business a radio row.
Oh, it sounded like you're evicted from your studio. I figured you'd taken your show to the sidewalk.
I'm on the sidelines at a side show, actually. The Health Action Forum here in Washington, the site of, looking around the room, looks like about 24, 25 people on the air right now as I speak. And so you, as the person who charters the coverage of what goes on in our business, I think it might be interesting for the audience to understand what this so-called Radio Row phenomenon is all about.
Well, I don't know if it's a phenomenon, but it certainly is an instrument that is used in the broadcasting business, and that is, there'll be a big news event, either a real one or one that is manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
A real one meaning a convention or a primary. A manufactured one, such as the one you're at now, where it's put together to cover a certain purpose, or the domestic violence ones that we've had recently. So I don't mean that as a pejorative. It's not a news event. It's a created event.
Right.
But basically what it is a bunch of experts, a bunch of newsmakers, a bunch of people who are spokespeople coming to one place where they can have access to 20, 30, 40 talk show hosts at the same time, and it creates a big buzz in the industry, and it creates a great place for some very interesting radio conversation to happen in a 1, 2, or 3 day period.
Yep.
And that's where you're at. You're at a radio row right now as we're talking. That's based upon healthcare in America, I believe. Isn't that basically
yeah, no, that's
the primary
what this,
subject?
Yeah, that's what this is. And most everybody here has a particular political persuasion, and therefore they're in favor of things being done in a particular way. I, for one, have not taken that approach. I've been trying to find a middle ground with these people and talk about things that aren't necessarily a part of the greater whole. Like, I had a pollster on this morning. We were talking about how polling is done and how, in essence, they use these focus groups to find what a particular niche thinks about one little eensy-teensy piece of some greater, big, overall problem. And it's fascinating to listen to how these mechanisms work. The average person doesn't, I think, even get what goes on in the behind-the-scenes work to try to craft some of these things. And it's part of the system that we ought to know more about, I think.
Oh, no question. I mean, it's certainly part of the system of media and part of the system of propaganda.
Yeah.
And
that's what this is.
Yeah,
basically.
Well, propaganda and news are very closely related.
They sure are these days. The press release becomes the news story. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, and we continue our overview of the charts and the issues facing those who are on the air on the great news talk radio stations around our country in just a moment.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible.
March for Babies!
Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
TurboTax. What's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
We wanted an impressive metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But times being what they are, marketing sent an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. Supposedly, he's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $41.99, you get $41.98 back in Max Perks bonus rewards. It's like paying one penny for a full case of paper. Find all the big deals now at Office Max. But please don't step on our elephant. Limit 2. Offer ends Saturday. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Continuing the story of what's the hot material this week, Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts, Michael Harrison from Talkers.com. One of the things that's interesting on the website, Talkers.com, these days, the coverage of various events, for sure, but also the hosts. I, for one, saw a fascinating piece this week that Lionel had done, and I thought, you know, if people go to the website, they see some of the names they know, maybe they get introduced to new people, but there's some stuff that you might not regularly hear in a discussion on a typical radio program that comes up when they go to the Talker site. And I particularly, as I said, was attracted to what Lionel was talking about. You want to give us a quick little...
Yeah, Lionel wrote a story on, and it's on talkers.com, and to find it, you go to up on the menu to opinions, and it'll take you right to it. Back when radio was insane and fun, crazy, it's sort of a nostalgia piece about some of the fun things that took place in radio during its perhaps more golden era than now. And it's, some of the stuff is just laugh out loud funny.
It's terrific stuff.
Yeah.
And being, I'm going to abuse myself here. Being a long time, or some people think old time broadcaster, I used some of the material that he came up with on the air, because it is so reflective of an age, and I'm not an old codger. We aren't geezers. You and I have been around together for a long time covering all this and talking about it and being involved. It just was better. It was, and who's the value judgment person who says it's better? I think anybody would listen. It was just fun. And so the discussion goes in the direction of why is it that radio isn't as much fun now as it used to be?
And well, it's corporate. It's gotten much more corporate.
Right.
It's more corporate, and there are fewer people in it. The radio stations are a shell of what they used to be.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, and it's kind of a shame. We have to hold on to those traditions, though, as much as we can, Michael. You and I will fight the good fight.
All right, let's keep going. Right. Absolutely.
Thank you for your enthusiasm. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. Read what Lionel says. You'll find it enthralling. Check it all out at Talkers.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Michael Levine is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael runs LCO Online, Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles. He's one of the primo PR experts in our country, not only in Hollywood and La La Land, but all over the country. People come to him. He's always being seen on the national television programs, radio programs. He also has, to his credit, a great website. Not a good website, a great website, LBNElert. Just Google that. Go there. Sign up for it. Hundreds and thousands of people read this thing all over the world every day because it so delightfully puts into perspective all the news from every section, sector that you could possibly think of. So it's a good, I find it, I use it all the time. It's a very handy info. All right. Now, having said that, this past Thursday, the debate on CNN with the four remaining contestants saw John King press Newt Gingrich on something that had been on ABC, and my read on it, Michael, more importantly I want yours, but my read is that John King looked about as bad as anybody in that position has looked for a long time. Gingrich was, I mean, the crowd loved what he's thinking and said because they agree with what he said. So what's your take from the PR point of view? What does CNN need to do to fix this?
Well, I think that Newt Gingrich hit a home run so far out of the park with that answer that it's almost indescribable. I think history 20 years from now is going to record that as one of the great answers ever given in presidential debates. He took a hard question and he hit it out of the park. The audience, I've never seen an audience
loved
give two standing ovations to a candidate. So, A plus plus for Newt Gingrich in that response. I was astounded at how well he handled it. Now, Doug, I have created a very short list of what I think it is that qualities that presidents need to have to govern well, and that's Democrat or Republican.
All right, so would this be a follow-up to what Gingrich did? Be good on your feet, be able to toe-to-toe, eyeball-to-eyeball, these people's only thing?
You have to be able to be strong, obviously, but here's the first quality. I think successful presidents, and I'm talking about wounded ones, I'm talking about successful ones, need to be emotionally secure.
Right.
They need to be infused with a sense of obligation, responsibility, and they need to be emotionally secure. They need to have an ease and confidence that doesn't really twist in the wind, you know, every time a poll comes up or down.
Mm-hmm.
The second, I think that great presidents, again, I'm not talking about people who have failed in presidents, but great presidents tend to have superb political judgment. They can just feel when there is a right time. Certainly Reagan did, and I'm not sure that President Obama does. And the third thing is great leaders often have experienced a lot of setback in their life, which somehow gives them a sense of sympathy or for people and understanding. You know, whether it's Lincoln or FDR, FDR, of course, had polio, and there is a sense of they have overcome great personal setback. And they finally have basically an idea that they believe that they are just in the office temporarily. They're custodians. They're not bigger than, their ego is not bigger than the office.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen too often with President Obama this sense of that he is bigger than the office.
Right. And I agree with you. I think he's the antithesis of all three of the things that you've mentioned. In fact, in my read, and I don't think that's a political statement, may be taken by some to be, the guy's not fit to be president because he doesn't have a lot of qualities, including the ones that you're bringing to the fore. That's just
I would say this. Whether you think he's fit to be president, whether you like him or not, whether you find him charming.
I don't think it's like, I think he's charming and he's probably likable.
Yeah, whether he's charming, likable, fit, comfortable, wonderful, adorable, he has not delivered.
No.
It is just that simple. To people even who voted for him, I think there is a feeling that he is just not delivered.
I'm in a convention of mostly Democratic or left-leaning think tankers this week, and I have gone to them privately and some publicly, but I didn't want to make it. It wasn't my job to do a political roundtable here, so I didn't. But talking to them individually, I've only found one of 24, 25 people here who think Obama has done a good job, and when you really press them on it.
He's been a disappointment. There's
disappointment.
Just no...
He's a disaster. They think he's a disaster. They think he didn't. He completely caved on all the promises that he meant. And that is really, philosophically, isn't what bothers people. They don't think the guy tells the truth.
The answer to the Ronald Reagan question, are you better off than you were, resoundingly no.
Right.
And whether you are better off, is the nation better off? We are saddled with such debt. Barack Obama, who, by the way, I do like and respect, Barack Obama has used every child in America as an ATM machine for as far as the eye can see. And those are just the brutal facts.
Yep, doesn't work. All right, so that's very good, very thoughtful, very penetrating. What qualities do a president need? You can check it out. It is actually part of our conversation, which is downloadable in the countdown section at DougStephan.com. Michael Levine from LCO, Levine Communication Online, and the LBN e-alert. Sign up for it and read it. Michael, thanks.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
SOPA issue is where we are right now. 800-510-8255. All of the Wikipedia started, I guess, and a lot of sites online protesting going dark to stop Online Piracy Act, the action against it. And so lawmakers have flipped because of the protest. Your calls at 800-510-8255, starting with Sean, who's listening in Massachusetts, on Wikipedia and the blackout.
I'm against it because it'll inconvenience me, because I'm a big internet junkie and I won't know what else to do. I'm for it because it's definitely censorship, and we are letting the government reach too far into our rights, and if we don't stop them, this could go on and on. What's next? Are they going to police our CD burners that we burn? Are they going to come into our homes and see if we're copying CDs? What's next, you know?
He is against the SOPA bill. Are you? 800-510-8255. As some of the late-night comedians had some fun with that, as you can imagine. Dell in Pennsylvania, not a comedian.
It's raising awareness. A lot of people don't follow politics, and they're not aware of what's really going on. I don't agree with the legislation. The only reason I don't is because it kind of opens up the door for a slippery slope. I mean, you can start off as censorship for piracy, but when you give the government an opportunity to step in and censor any type of, cut off any type of website, I mean, it opens the door for, who knows? I mean, that's giving them free range to more or less cut people's freedom of speech. I think the Internet is, to me, an open platform for free speech. And again, I mean, even with the legislation, it only censors U.S. Viewers. So it's going to be open everywhere else.
Right. There are a lot of inequities here. A lot of people have educated themselves on this. And you're proving that with your messages here at 800-510-8255. To wit, here's Barry in... he doesn't know whether this is going to do any good or not.
My first thing is I'd like to say I'm against the
I'm definitely against the whole protest thing, because a protest these days is just so futile. I mean, there's no point in protesting. Just take your business elsewhere. I mean, and everybody knows that the government controls perceptions and reality. So, I mean, there's no point of even protesting. Just either sit back and enjoy it. There still needs to be some legislation. I mean, no one deserves, artists or whatever, to be ripped off of their work, every fruits of their labor. But maybe the artists need to try maybe the live approach and build their fan base before they even try to go nationwide. Because that's what the problem is they're getting support from people, and they're not even building their whole personnel base. And then they're wondering why they don't sell any live shows, because they don't take part in the whole, the big old cabal that's going on with the entertainment industry, then they don't get a spy.
A cabal. Some of the members of Congress who switched sides to oppose anti-conspiracy legislation did so because of the protest that blanketed the Internet, Wikipedia's dark, black shades on Google, other sites, as if they had been censored already. Content providers who favor the anti-piracy measures, like people in Hollywood, music industry, scrambling to win back public opinion and official support. Wikipedia is the biggest thing around the world as far as sort of an encyclopedia is concerned. Information is shut down. And so this really kind of shook a lot of people up who were not aware. People who didn't know what was going on, when they couldn't find Wikipedia or they looked at Google or whatever it was that they were using, they saw these black lines, they said, well, what's this all about? Several sponsors of the legislation, Senator Roy Blunt, Chuck Grassley, Orrin Hatch, John Boozman, Marco Rubio, said they were withdrawing their support, blaming Harry Reid for rushing the Senate version of the bill. So, once again, we're back to finger-pointing and the blame game. Amy, in Minnesota, with thoughts on the blackout by Wikipedia.
I am absolutely for the blackout and totally against the legislation. The blackout raises awareness. It's been advertised on the site itself for the last probably week and a half that it would happen today. And I think it gives a good example of what could possibly happen as a result. I think that the legislation, you know, I think these, you know, movie people and record, these so-called artists, there's some reasonable expectation to receive so much money, you know, and it's just corporate greed.
Well, I don't know about that. If they're entitled to it, they ought to get it. There are a lot of people just taking in countries as well that sanction taking information or some of these movies or music that have been performed, and I'm not sure that your spin on it is the right spin, but it is a spin, and so you're welcome to it, to express yourself. 800-510-8255, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Next welcomes Todd in Virginia.
Soap and Pippa will actually ruin the economy even worse. Even financial companies even said, that I've heard about, that they will not fund Internet websites now. That might be the next innovation. It's just gonna destroy more jobs, even indie game companies that I'm a big fan of, that YouTube and all these other streaming sites that they get their game out commercially, they won't be able to do that anymore. All these big companies, they make millions of money, they have iTunes now. If the companies made a better service, they wouldn't be losing so much money.
Well, but that either. Websites that have decided to go dark or did go dark to protest the House's version of the Stop Online Piracy Act, known as SOPA, and the Senate Protect IP Act. Thousands of websites, in fact, participated in this protest. They're arguing that the bills allow censorship of the Internet, will stifle innovation, online free speech will be stifled, sites like Wikipedia and the social news site Headit, I thought it was Reddit. I don't think it's Reddit. Have blocked their content altogether. Did you try to use any of this yesterday, and what happened? 800-510-8255. Imagine a world without free knowledge is what the Wikipedia, and went to their homepage and it redirected you to an explanation of how all of this worked. Google's search engine placed a black sensor bar over its logo. After clicking on it, the site sends users to a petition page where you can join the fight against the legislation. And really what the bills do is provide copyright holders and the Justice Department the authority to require search engines to delete links to sites that are dedicated to copyright infringement. Ad agencies also are prohibited from working with those sites. What this is, in my estimation, is a power grab. This is big business, influential business, getting into the legislative process and trying to have their own way. And that's not what the public wants. So the big companies, once again, though, would carry the day if this thing hadn't seen the light of day and people protested. 800-510-8255, James in California with thoughts on this blackout.
I personally think that this is a great tactic to wake up society. And a lot of society doesn't really pay attention to politics or anything, and these laws I really kind of see a little more sinister things coming behind this. Some people actually suggest that we're leading towards a government China-style control on the Internet. Well, that's kind of like Mitt Romney saying that the NDAA he would sign, but him or Obama wouldn't impose any of the implications of that bill. That's a pretty scary bill in and of itself.
You agree? 800-510-8255. The websites that went dark or had information on them, information that helped you understand more about the Stop Online Privacy Act. Certainly good education, and you feel the power of the people here. 800-510-8255, which is better and bigger, power of the people better than those who are trying to have power over the people. There ought to be more activities, more protests, more of this involvement on everybody's part, in my estimation anyway. Here is a militia. Melissa, how are you doing?
Well, I am against SOPA and PIPA in general because I think it's an infringement on free speech and people's right to share information. If I'm not mistaken, there is a U.S. code that guarantees American citizens the right to use certain materials, provided that they're for educational purposes, such as Wikipedia or videos on YouTube. And as a blogger, this definitely affects me because it's information that I share with people who read my blog. And, you know, also on Twitter, you share photos and videos and everything, you know, news stories, and that can affect, you know, the free exchange of information. So I'm against the blackout because I think it kind of defeats the purpose of sharing that information.
All right, what say you on this? 800-510-8255, some of the late night talk hosts and their jokes about this, and we continue here on the countdown.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
This is Peter Schiff with a Peter Schiff Minute. Well, it looks like President Obama, who likes to talk the talk when it comes to creating jobs, is about to block an actual project that would create productive jobs associated with building the Keystone Pipeline that would transport oil from Canada to the United States so that we didn't have to depend so much on importing it from the Middle East. And, of course, the process of building this pipeline would create employment opportunities for a lot of Americans, and we need the oil, and we need to be able to transport it from the Canadians to the American refineries. These are viable jobs that could be created but are not going to be created because President Obama cares more about the environmentalist wackos than actually creating the jobs that would put Americans to work. The only job Obama is concerned with is his own. Get more at ShiffRadio.com.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full, intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
800-510-8255. Continuing for a few more minutes, our focus on the internet providers going dark to protest these piracy bills. Wikipedia going dark, several others going dark in the interests of the internet piracy bill, Stop Online Piracy Act called SOPA, and the Protect IP Act, which was in the Senate. The shutdown got a lot of people's attention, blacking out logos like Google. A tech meetup, a trade organization, organized a rally in Manhattan. Media companies have spent millions of dollars in support of the bills, but pretty much went up in smoke with these protests, as was noted by the late-night hosts, the hosts like Conan O'Brien and Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon, joking about Wikipedia and the blackout and the protests.
Very strange day on the internet today to protest an internet censorship law. You all know this. Wikipedia has shut down for a full 24 hours today. Wikipedia shut down, yeah. So if anyone's trying to look up my bio on Wikipedia, I'm 31, an Olympic medalist, and married to Scarlett Johansson. And by the way, Andy Richter played Rudy on The Cosby Show.
Well, I'm glad you're in a good mood. Did anyone else miss Wikipedia today? Wikipedia and a number of websites blacked themselves out today to protest SOPA, which is a controversial piece of legislation that's making its way through Congress right now. And I think it's also what Greek people shout right before they break a plate, right? I'll look it up on Wikipedia if it ever goes right. SOPA stands for, it's S-O-P-A, it stands for the Stop Online Piracy Act, which would allow the government to come in and shut websites that violate copyright laws down, which the websites don't like. Wikipedia was one of 7,000 websites that went black today, along with Craigslist and Reddit and even lolcats, LOL cats. I was unable to see any cats dressed like Hitler today. That's when it hit you the hardest, you know. I feel like I was living on Little House on the Prairie, but I guess the blackouts worked because it got a lot of attention. Either that or this was a very well-orchestrated plot by Jeeves to get people to start asking him things again.
The big story today is a lot of websites, including Wikipedia and Craigslist, decided to shut themselves down in order to protest the anti-piracy bill SOPA. Craigslist users were like, great, now am I going to find a couch, a job, and a hooker all in one place? I mean, I don't know what to...
All right, Michael in North Carolina, let's finish it off here.
I believe staunchly in the ability of any private entity to voice their opinion about political bills or anything like that in whatever means they feel possible, as long as it's safe and doesn't affect other people. I feel that SOPA and the Protect IP Act are just terrible, but they're terrible for reasons other than just you know, the face value. There's a whole slew of technical problems that go along with this policing associated with it. And I just feel that they're unrealistic and they're just sort of a lashing out of people who feel like they're affected.
Amazing. It gives you something to think about if you're thinking about what happens if the internet goes down. What happened if the whole thing went down? This maybe give you a taste. 51 after the hour.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with a revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is on the countdown every weekend overviewing some of the stories in the top 10 that have legal ramifications. I guess that could almost be said for any or all of them, but we usually pick one or two of them out and get Steve's take on it. You can get his take on a lot of things, including how to save yourself from being scammed. Steve's an expert in that area. You can check out stevelaw.net. Meanwhile, the Keystone Pipeline permit was denied. Those who are not settling for no have all kinds of legal recourse, so they say. Do they?
Yeah, it's the kind of thing where even though it has been denied, there are various appeals. There's all kinds of new legislation that can be brought in. This thing is far from over. And, you know, once again, it's the kind of thing that can be a political football, particularly in an election.
No, you think?
So, we haven't seen the last of this by a long shot.
Yeah, but the legal ramifications of this, the due process, the oil companies have all kinds of tricks up their sleeve, I'm sure. And not that it's a bad thing. I mean, it appears to be something that might be good. It's just that it's an election year, as you've just noted. So the environmental people, Obama needs every vote he can get. So this is a way of basically pandering to one of his constituencies. I did all I could.
Yeah, and there's no question about that. You know, on the other hand, there are issues as far as some of these environmental regulations that are really worthwhile. You know, I look at this in two ways because I do agree with both sides. On the one hand, we do have too many regulations, and they do make things inordinately difficult and more expensive. However, there are a lot of areas where we need even more regulations, and the deregulation of the financial industry was what threw us into a recession in 2008. So,
yep.
It's somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next, number three on the countdown this week is the this action this week on SOPA, the Internet Anti-Piracy Bill, or bills, the blackout. What are the real legal arguments here, the issues of freedom versus responsibility? There are a couple of very real blatant and prominent issues in this discussion, are there not?
Yeah, there are. And you know what is so absolutely fascinating about this is that SOPA and the House version PIPA were, they were sunk by a grassroots kind of reaction on the Internet, which shows how it can be mobilized.
Most fast.
Didn't even know about,
fast.
Yeah, they didn't even know about this weeks ago.
Arab Spring, welcome to America. This is the first page and a long line of things like this that are going to take place, I predict, over the next 3 or 4 months to 3 or 4 years. You haven't seen, you don't even know what's going to happen. I think there's so much change that's going to happen as a result of this, and mostly for the better.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's part of the thing here, because the purpose of the bill, and I emphasize that, the purpose of the bill is a good one. It was to reduce intellectual property privacy, which has sunk a lot of companies and a drain on the economy. However, this truly is an example of the proverbial throwing out the baby with the bathwater. What it was going to do, because of the manner in which the bill was written, was to punish all kinds of websites who put up stuff that may have violated intellectual property laws, but they were not behind it. That was contributed to it. And in essence, what it was going to do was really reduce free speech on the Internet. And so, yeah, the intention was a good one. This bill had such potential for abuse, it really could have been a terrible stifling of free speech. And, you know, you mentioned your prediction about this being the first. I think one of the next issues that's going to come up like this, and one that's going to deal with somewhat the same thing, is net neutrality, where big media, they don't want you to even talk about it because they're the ones who are going to make out. But small companies, small websites, they're the ones who are going to make this battle.
And, oh, by golly, by gee, by coincidence, on the same day all this was going on, the feds closed down a website that's been involved and hacking and stealing content for quite a long time. All right. Quick comment on the insurance company and the headaches that are going to be a result of this cruise ship disaster. Everybody's going to sue everybody here, it would appear.
They are. And what's something is, remember, there's never anything fine in fine print.
No.
And already you see some of the insurance companies looking at some of the disclaimers and restrictions within their policies. But, you know, frankly, it's the kind of thing that Carnival would take such a hit that if they didn't settle with this, their ship would really be sunk.
Right there. Very good. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, clever boy that he is. And they are on top of things. Check out his website, stevelaw.net. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.